Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey honeys, I know I say this about every episode of Natch Butte, but I love this episode, baby. Gabrielle Ruiz is a gem to this planet. I am so happy she came on Natch Butte, and I just wanted to give everybody a little exciting bit of information. So we got wild in this episode. You know, I normally sing an intro to Natch Butte that's just a little chorus or a line from a song. I got a crazy idea to include Gabrielle in my traditional opening song because she's a singer. So I texted her and I asked her if she would be down to learn a little Natch Butte cover song that I wrote the lyrics for. And she said, of course. She came in with notes. We worked on some harmonies. So please enjoy the special intro song, Jackie Johnson and Gabrielle Ruiz. That's all I'm going to say. However, I will also say we got a little crazy near the end of this episode. She's telling us about a water bottle that she had. It's by the brand Aladdin. Then we started riffing about A Whole New World and how I sing like I have a lower voice. So normally I sing male songs that are traditionally sung by a male. And I thought it would be really fun if we did A Whole New World, the duet, you know, between Aladdin and Jasmine. And she was like, of course. So we pulled up the song on YouTube and we sang it. Now, it is not in this episode because I don't want to get sued by Disney. I'm a Disney fan. I'm an annual pass holder. My husband and I are going to Tokyo Disney in April. So I don't want to make the big mouse mad. So we cut it out of the episode. However, I'm here to tell you that the audio exists. And today, when this episode airs, I will be dropping that track. I will be putting it on NatchButte.com. I will be posting it on Twitter at Jackie_Michelle. Michelle has one L. I will be posting it on Instagram at Jackie Michelle Johnson with one L. I will be posting it on the Natch Butte Instagram at Natch Butte. I'm going to be posting it. So if you're curious about hearing that, I just wanted to say it is not in this episode because I don't want to get sued, but it is on the internet. For some reason, there's a loophole. I don't know. Call my attorney, whatever. But I just wanted to say enjoy this episode. Also, it's really the holiday season right now. So I just want to say happy holidays to all the honeys out there. I've already said it several episodes in a row now. But you know how December is, baby. We're inundated with all the holiday stuff, and I love it. It's only one month a year, okay? Let's just embrace it, shall we? I hope all the honeys are getting all the presents they wanted. I hope the holiday cheer is all over the place. I hope there's glitter and highlight and setting spray in all of our holidays this year. Have a happy new year, and there is actually one more episode of Natch Butte before the end of the year. So I'll really save all that for next week's ep. But for now, please enjoy Natch Butte. Enjoy all the music in this episode. And if you're curious in hearing our Whole New World duet, check it out online, baby. Because I ain't getting sued today. Yes, honey.
You are a natural butte. You are a Natch Butte, Natch Butte. Natch Butte, na 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 na, Natch Butte, oh yeah.
Jackie J with my girl Chooch,
Gabrielle Ruiz and Natch Beauty, Natch Butte honeys, come on. Question, tell me what you think about me. I buy my own serums and I buy my own creams. Listen to Natch Butte when you're feeling lonely. When it's all over, leave a review, please.
Question, tell me what you feel about this. Test on animals, you get dismissed. I pay my own Target in my VIB rouge. Always 50-50 with drugstore and bouche.
The blush on my cheek,
I bought it.
The elf I'm wearing,
I bought it.
The NYX I'm rocking,
I bought it.
Cause I'm a Natch Butte
and I love. The tart I'm wearing,
I bought it.
The fresh fringe I'm rocking,
I've got it.
The neck I'm creaming,
I've got it.
Cause I'm
snatched like that.
Jackie, how your honeys get snatched like that?
Girl, I didn't know you could get snatched like that. Jackie, how your honeys get snatched like that?
Well, you probably heard that intro. How'd you like that, baby? That was a very special, extended intro to Nash Butte with my guest, Gabrielle Ruiz.
Hey, go ahead.
Thank you for being so down to play, because I texted you and asked you if you knew independent women, and you said, duh.
You were like, do you know independent women from Destiny's Child? I was like, do I know independent women?
I mean, that song, who doesn't know that song?
Well, if they do, I'll just punch them in the face and then make them listen to it.
Yeah, I mean, there's such a strong nostalgia and just a love so deep for Destiny's Child.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like when I'm driving and when I get to the third hour and I'm getting kind of tired, you put on Destiny's Child Pandora and it gets you going, man. It just drives you through because you're just wailing with her.
I used to do the runs in Say My Name. The very first song that I heard on my way to high school, I was in my sister's car. It was the very first day of high school. I was like a really like insecure, you know, 15-year-old or whatever. 14. You're 14 your freshman
but
year.
But very good at selfies back then anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. You've seen my Instagram.
Yeah, I follow you.
Well, you know, come on. So, and my sister put on, say my name, say my name.
No one is around you. Say, baby, I love you if you ain't running games.
Say my name, say my name.
You acting kind of shady. Ain't calling me baby. Why the sudden change?
Yeah, anyway, it was just a very beautiful moment in my life. And that song, like, I go back to that car ride when I hear that
when
song.
When you, like, burnt that CD.
Oh, yeah.
It was like a
the
mixed
writing's
CD.
On the wall,
the writing's
baby.
On the wall.
That was before all, like, the drama with them changing members of the group.
Ooh, all that drama. Yeah.
P.S. Everyone should right now go on YouTube and watch the Say My Name video. It is fucking brilliant.
Yes. Did you hear
with
about
the outfit changes?
Yes. Yes. And they scratched all the choreography, and the choreographer was like, this is terrible. We're just going to do snap and pose. Snap and pose. Became iconic.
No, I thought that was the choreography.
No. It
thinking
wasn't.
Of the pose. I will call you in pose. Baby, how'd you pose? But today, it ain't the pose.
Yeah,
oh,
it was brilliant.
My God. That's
you
so
thought that,
cool.
You thought that was like, this is the most brilliant idea in the world, but like improvisation.
Look at you. You know everything. I'm so impressed. How did you even know that?
Well, I'm a dance major. So the dance history, you know, I mean, with Gwen Verdon, it was also Destiny's Child.
I don't know anything you just said. And I love all of it.
Thank you. It's talking dirty.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, we need to get into makeup, damn it. But yes, Gabrielle Ruiz, in case you don't know, okay. She's a Broadway actress. Now she's here in L.A. because she's Valencia on Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
Woo, which, season three.
Which is such an amazing show. In case you don't watch it, you need to catch up on Hulu, baby. Catch up on Netflix.
Which is where we met.
Yes.
Yes.
We met before the show even started. Do you remember? It was the day you got engaged.
No.
It was the day you got engaged.
Yes,
do you remember?
It was. That is so
Crazy
true.
Ex-Girlfriend hadn't even aired yet. I was at a screening with like Rachel's agents at whatever her agency is.
It was the premiere of the season one.
Yeah.
We had a screening, yeah.
Yeah, and because my best friend, Catherine Burns, is a choreographer on Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
Extraordinaire. We can go for an hour about her.
I know, but we're not.
But we won't.
She's coming in here as soon as y'all wrap.
Love you, though.
Yeah, she's the best. Are you kidding? Mm-hmm. And she always invites me to the Crazy Ex stuff, so I'm basically, hell yeah. So I'm basically, do you have to be out of here?
No.
Okay, great. We're gonna fucking filibuster in here, motherfucker!
And I just kicked. I just kicked the microphone.
And not only did you just kick, I just literally spilled the tea. I literally spilled the tea.
Sound equipment loves
don't
that.
Don't worry, I know. Both my producer and my sound engineer are like, what did you just spill? Don't worry, it only went on the paper stand. Nothing got on the equipment.
Yeah.
Okay, everything's fine. But I did literally spill the tea, and now we're gonna spill the metaphorical
spill the beans.
Now we're gonna
spill the makeup beans.
We're gonna spill those makeup beans, baby. Jelly Green Giant, baby. Okay, so anyway, enough about how we know
cruelty
each other.
Cruelty-free Jelly Green Giant.
Yes,
right.
Especially, yes. So, yes, we've known each other for a while now.
Yay.
And then, let's not forget about our iconic scene together.
Yes.
In a Kenny Ortega-directed episode of Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, where you say I'm the girl with the splotchy face that goes down on her best friend's boyfriend in the bathroom of the half-price sushi place.
Right, and you just so happen to be the girl with the splotchy face. Of all people, you still nailed it, though.
Right, and I would like to say that, you know, I struggle with a lot of things, but, like, splotchy skin texture is not one of them. But
so you were able to just,
I found it within myself. Yes,
right.
I found it within myself, and I portrayed that role. And it was so funny, like, showing up and, like, Kenny Ortega is directing, and I'm just like, really?
Yeah.
Like, one of the biggest
musical, mm-hmm. TV. He directed High School Musical, among a million other things.
And also choreographer of Dirty Dancing. Do you know he's also the choreographer of that parade number in Ferris Bueller?
I'm telling you. And he directed me and how to look upset that you just told my best friend that I went down her boyfriend in the bathroom of the Half Price Sushi place, which I think is Sushi Stop. Have you ever eaten Sushi Stop? It's next door to UCB.
No, I haven't, but now I have to.
Well,
when you go there.
When I heard that line, I was like, that was definitely written about Sushi Stop because Dan Greger, who wrote that episode, is a UCB performer and Rachel Bloom's husband and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, okay, we got to stop name dropping. We got to get to the makeup, baby.
Well, we just love everyone so much.
We do. I love Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. I'm like the biggest fan.
Yes.
Oh my God, I watched, last week I went and watched with the cast at Rachel's.
Oh, you did?
And I was the only person in the whole room, obviously, who didn't know what was going on. And it was like a big reveal. And I kept going, and like Aline, like all the people, they all kept turning around. And I'm like, sorry, I'm the only person in this room that doesn't know what's happening. And I love it. So anyway, that's the last name drop.
Can I name drop just one
more? Yes, please. Of course.
Today, coming into the podcast, I met Chooch. And I have to say, I'm a huge fan. And she's so pretty. And we're best friends now.
She lived up to the expectations.
Yes, absolutely.
I tell everyone, I'm like, Chuchi is obviously gorgeous, and her personality really resonates in her photos, but in person, she's so sweet.
She's a sweetheart.
She's just my little angel, you know? Her birthday's coming up, and...
Oh, let me know, please.
Oh, yeah.
I need to gift her with love and makeup.
She wants it all. Chuchi loves everything, you know? She's just down. She's, like, the best friend, because she's like, what do you want, Jackie? I'm there.
What do you need? I'm
right
here.
She's just
Here's my butt. I'm going to sit on it.
Yes!
Yeah.
So anyway, shout out to the Chooch.
Yes.
Among all the other
love you, girl.
People we just named. Okay, we got some questions for you from fans. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. You sent me a beautiful organized makeup drawer.
Oh, my God.
People are always asking about makeup organization, and so we could get into that with you. We could talk about Valencia's makeup a little bit. We could talk about Broadway. I want to hear about Broadway, like backstage and the hustle and the bustle and getting ready and the makeup. And, like, I want to hear all that.
Let's do it.
But I'm going to start with some questions,
okay?
Okay, great. Okay.
I'm ready.
Here's a good one, baby. This is from Maggie in L.A. Maggie's a very cute little doll, by the way, because I know this is because I see her on the Facebook group.
Like she's a real doll or she's a human?
She's a human, but looks like a doll.
Looks like a doll.
Yes, and she's a singer, Broadway person. We'll get into it.
Okay. Work.
Gabrielle, I'm a huge musical theater nerd and Crazy Ex-Girlfriend fan.
Yay.
Your work on the show is amazing, and I totally envy your brilliant comedic timing and amazing dancing skills. She's right about that. I'm telling you, I love the Valencia character.
Really?
Those first few episodes were so, where you were like, I'm working on humor. Like, God, it was so good. Anyway, I digress. My question for you is, when you were performing on Broadway, how did you take care of your skin after wearing stage makeup 8 shows a week, especially if you're in a dance-heavy show role that's sweating a lot? Any Broadway skin secrets you can share with an aspiring musical theater actress? Thank you, and I hope you have more Valencia solos on Crazy Ex-Girlfriend this season.
Oh my gosh, that is so sweet.
From Maggie.
That is so sweet.
Yeah, what a great question.
That is a great question. 8 shows a week is pretty hard.
Yeah.
New York City also has the reputation of lack of sleep.
Yep.
So sleeping is a...
The
is
city that never sleeps.
And this is a whole musical podcast recording.
Yeah, we could do
it. We're just going to sing it all.
It'd be fun.
But the biggest thing for me, I would have to say, is immediately after the show, even if it's like a pedestrian looking show where it doesn't look like we're wearing tons of makeup, or if it's Cats, right? Where it's like beyond crazy makeup.
Have you done Cats?
No, thank God.
Oh, okay. You love cats.
Listen,
you're a cat mom.
I don't want to put on makeup for an hour and a half before the show.
I agree.
Okay. Yeah. And then, you know, those people, like, if you have a 2-show day and between your matinee, like, you keep that makeup on.
You go get yourself a
Dwayne Reed
a White
with
Castle.
That makeup on. Yes. I'm not going to do that. But anyway, shout out to all the cats out there.
Meow, meow,
it's
meow.
It's a really great show.
Yeah.
Go see it. Meow. But what I'll say is immediately taking off your makeup before I leave the theater is important, because if you fall asleep with your makeup on, that's when things start getting kind of messy and whatnot. So taking it off and moisturizing for sure. And water. I think water is a natural healer of many things, including your skin.
Do you? Okay, so like when I think theater makeup, I think of like little Ben Nye pods.
What?
You know Ben Nye, the theater makeup, Ben Nye,
Let me prepare you now. I'm terrible with names and labels and products.
Well,
but tell me, describe, please.
Well, no, listen, I'm not going to tell you shit. You're a Broadway actress, okay?
Listen,
me? I did South Garland High School's production of fucking, you know.
Now doing TV, though, I mean, all my makeup is not so CVS and Walgreens anymore, because that's basically like all the makeup. I mean, I love MAC, but like, listen, it's expensive.
Yeah,
okay?
For sure.
So theater-wise, I've used like Revlon and CoverGirl and all that kind of stuff. Like, they don't give you stuff on Broadway like they give you on TV, like all this like free shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You don't get free shit in Broadway. No, listen. You gotta earn.
You gotta earn. You gotta go get it yourself. You gotta walk there by yourself. And then you gotta like deduct it on your taxes later. See? It works out, though.
So when you, let's say you were in a chorus line.
Mm-hmm.
What was your character's name?
Deanna Morales.
That's what I did for
What
one.
I did for
Oh,
love.
Stop. I can't. You know what's so crazy? This is going to out me because I say I'm a musical theater person. You know, you like think you're a person, like a fan, and then you meet somebody who really is?
Yes.
Like Vincent Rodriguez III. Like, he loves Broadway and
He's
musicals.
Very good at it.
He knows literally every
everything.
Show. Right. I know like three shows a lot. Like, I'm wearing my Rocky Horror Picture shirt.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I'm on Natch Butte and I don't know any product.
No,
names.
It'll be fine. We're going to get to that.
We're going to hold hands and get through this.
I saw a chorus line at the Hollywood Bowl with Catherine last year, and it was the first time I'd ever seen it.
Oh, I've never seen Rent.
Wow. Okay.
It makes you feel better.
I mean, I've seen the movie.
Yeah, I fell asleep when I saw the movie. And really I love Anthony. Anthony and I are very good friends, and it won't happen.
Who's Anthony?
Anthony Rapp, the redhead.
Oh, he's cute.
Yeah. He's on Star Trek right now. Oh, okay, no more name
good
dropping.
Good role for him. I love Idina Menzel and Taye Diggs.
Yeah.
You know.
They're pretty great.
I wish them both well on their separate journeys.
Their baby's very sweet.
He's...
Yeah.
You know him?
Yeah.
I used to
He
walk,
spanked my booty on Thanksgiving.
I used to walk their dog.
Stop it.
Yeah, I used to be their dog walker.
Oh, my God.
I was a celebrity dog walker.
We'll get into that at the sushi place later.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Ben Nye is like the theater makeup.
Is it?
Yeah, but listen, clearly not. So, okay.
I mean, Revlon
so
was it for me. Listen.
When you were in a chorus line, you have to do your own makeup every show?
Yep.
But doesn't somebody at some point, like, show you, like, you do it for the first night, and they're like, okay, we approve that?
Not necessarily if it's a normal human being-looking character
right.
show. The only weird thing about a chorus line, there's a lot of downlighting.
Yeah.
So they care more about your costume and the shape of your costume, because it's just... It's the worst lighting for any actor standing on stage for hours and hours on end. But, I mean, it was just no fake eyelashes, and we're dancers, sweaty people, so it kind of just worked out that we could not really think too hard on it. Now, what kind of show have I done that's really fancy? I guess I did, like, a 1920s-style themed show. It was called My One and Only. I did the Goodspeed and in Connecticut. Woo-woo! Shout out! And I had to figure out how to do 1920s, like... You know, in like the shading in the inside, closer to the rim of your nose.
And did you make your lips really pointy?
Yeah. Well, it's like the little kiss, like the heart shaped lip and whatnot. And I couldn't actually find a YouTube channel back in the day or YouTube video
tutorial.
Of how to a tutorial. So I actually have my own on YouTube. If you find it,
oh
if you
my
just,
God,
like,
no
dig
way!
Through the YouTube channels of Gabrielle Ruiz, you'll find my 1920s style makeup tutorial.
Oh my!
For the stage.
Oh, I'm finding that. I love me a YouTube, baby. A dive.
It's all, yeah, but it's all about like the circular dimension of the glow of the face versus contouring the cheekbones. It's all about the forehead and the chin. It's all in the center. So that was very interesting that I loved about styling my makeup for the 20s in that show.
I don't know why that's like, I don't like that. I imagine everyone's like sitting backstage with that big powder puff and they like puff, puff, puff with the big powder puff and they're like, 5 minutes to stage. You
but
know,
the
like
big,
the stage manager's running around. Everybody's like, thank you, five. Like,
well,
I don't know. I don't like that you're like doing CoverGirl in the corner by yourself. I don't like that.
Well, I mean, you have your own station, which is great.
Okay,
there is an equity rule where you should have a certain amount of inches per station.
See, this one's
so
talking
there's
about.
Some respect there.
Excellent.
But then also, I mean, I'd say typically a lot of the actors for theater get there before half hour because they take more time. They want to take their time. There's also a wig fitting call. Either the wig people come into your room or you have to go and get your wig on at a certain time before or after or during half hour.
Annie, get your wig
on your own time or when you have your time slot. But like a chorus line, I had to at least warm up 30 minutes before the top of the show. So I would get there an hour and a half before, have some coffee, mentally be there, then put my makeup on, then warm up. And then go on stage 5, 6, 7.
Because that show, no one sits down.
No. It's,
and
yeah.
When I watched it on the stage at the Hollywood Bowl, I was like, what the hell?
No,
this show's
the
crazy.
Time.
They stand, they're dancing nonstop, they're in heels, all of them are in heels. And I was just like, respect.
Yeah, and I also love, though, with fake eyelashes, my favorite trick is, instead of like, applying the glue, mm-hmm. the little bottle that you have directly on the lash, you get a pin, hairpin, and you put it on the hairpin. It becomes like a little pointer for you to just like actually evenly distribute the glue on the lash. Let it dry for at least 18, I would say, seconds. Yeah. I always like to use the number 8. It's like not 5, not 10. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like right in the middle.
Yeah.
You let it dry and then you apply so it doesn't like swim around on your eyelid. It actually sticks and then dries. And then I put eyelash and then I put mascara after I put my eyelashes on and then I curl them together.
And I noticed when you sent me that picture of your makeup drawer that you use Duo, which is what I use.
Work.
And my sister just found a Duo that has a little brush tip.
What?
And she puts it, because we had my friend Allison Becker on here, and she said, I put it on my eyelid and the strip to double glue.
That's advanced.
And I never thought about that. And there's a little Duo with a little brush tip, and it's clear. Mm-hmm. You do it on your, and I was like, I'm getting that. I haven't bought it yet, but I'm going to get that. I'll put it in Ashby.com.
I mean, the biggest thing that I learned, too, that was like mind-blowing was to wash my eyelashes so I could reuse them. I never knew that until years ago.
I didn't know that until I started this damn podcast. Think of all the money I've thrown out.
It's a good thing we have you now.
Do you remember how you washed them?
Well, with makeup remover in the palm of my hand and made a little puddle. And you just place the eyelash on there and you just kind of like pat down and like rub around, squish it around and not too hard so it doesn't, you know, ruin the lash.
Kink them up.
You kink them up and then you just let it dry overnight.
Let it dry. Let it dry. Don't buy new lashes more. All right. I lowered that. That's way too high for me. I did a sketch where I played her, and I had to learn some of it. But that's way out of my range. Listen, I'm no Adina.
It's way out of everyone's range except hers.
That's why, like...
that's why they asked her.
I love Wicked, but they're both sopranos. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no songs for me in that show.
Well, me neither. It's not going to work out for me either.
I don't think that's true. I don't think that's true.
So we won't go into my dark years of auditioning, including Wicked.
You auditioned for Wicked?
Too many times.
Oh, my God.
Just was not meant to be mine.
Yeah, I mean,
about it.
You know what? It all worked out.
Yes,
when you argue.
Yes, it all worked out. Listen, On Your Feet didn't happen, and all those Latinas were doing On Your Feet. I auditioned for like 10 times. It didn't make sense. And then they were all too busy to audition for Valencia, and here we are.
You see that, baby? You know, Lisa Kudrow.
That's how I like to think about it.
I think that's so good. Lisa Kudrow didn't get SNL. And I'm like, imagine. And she was like devastated about it. And then she was dating Conan O'Brien. Conan O'Brien went to New York to do a show and she was stuck in LA. She didn't get SNL. And she's like, well, whatever. Look at her now. Imagine if Lisa Kudrow wasn't Phoebe. Imagine the fucking world we'd be in right now.
No, it would not be the same.
I'm telling you. So everything works out.
It all works out.
I'm waiting for something like that to happen where I can get some auditions. Maybe this year. Maybe this pilot season.
Maybe this year.
Maybe this year. I'll book a pilot. You know, they say 12th year's a charm.
Yep, 12th year's a charm.
That's
it's so
right.
true.
I'm a late bloomer.
So am I. It's fine.
So let's see. What are some of these other questions here? Okay, here's one that's a little off topic, but at this point, it's my pod. Who cares?
Well,
I do what I want, baby. Okay, this is from Dev from Grimsby. Grimsby, England.
Oh, it's an international question.
International, baby.
I'm totally flattered, darling.
How does it feel to be part of Crazy Ex-Girlfriend? To contribute to creating a series that is diverse and highlights serious topics that television elsewhere often fails to do, all whilst maintaining the ability to have the audience laughing and filled with warmth for the series each week.
Girl, she answered that question herself. She's so right. It's all of that and more.
I think Dev might be a guy. I don't know.
Dev. Honey.
D-E-V, what do we know?
Oh, Dev, I'm sorry if you're a guy.
I don't know. What is
but
gender?
But I appreciate you.
You
what
know,
is gender?
Dev's a person. Dev's a honey.
Yes.
That's all we got to
say. Okay, honey. Listen,
yes.
Dev, honey. What was the question?
It was
what
just,
was it like? What's it like?
It's just
because
like,
it's so diverse and so amazing.
How does it feel to be on such a fucking great show, basically?
Basically. It feels incredible.
Yeah.
It feels amazing. It feels like I want to savor this moment as long as I can because they do come and go.
Yep.
And it's very special. The people are very special. The way we put up an episode is very special. We've just been having lots of talks about the amount of time that we don't have to put up a number, including like making time for the acting parts and the dramatic parts. And especially season 3, it's getting pretty dark. We're really focusing on mental health, which I think Aline and Rachel are just the trailblazers of new topics for written by women, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's an honor, but at the same time, it's a lot of trust. I love that I can be a muse for this team. I don't have to feel like I need to put tons of input on what it is that needs to be done and what needs to be said, because it's already handled. It's a lot of trust. We're in really good hands with this team, and everyone's very collaborative and diverse in that sense, what Dev was saying. So it's an honor.
Great answer. Great answer. Great question.
Thank you.
I will say, I'm not affiliated with Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, but my best friend does work on the show.
You are.
And
you're family.
I am around, you know, mm-hmm. a good amount. I get invited to, like, the rat parties. I mean, I don't get invited. I'm her plus one.
You always are.
But it's such a beautiful environment. Mm-hmm. And you know what they say? It starts from the head. And, mm-hmm. you know, Rachel and Alina are so awesome. And everyone is so nice and cool and just, I love the vibe.
I love it, too. And I also love how much Rachel and Aline care about the details that, I mean, I also haven't done tons of TV. I don't know what it's like to do a procedural or a comedy or a drama in what sense. But for the little that I've done and the most that I've done as Crazy Ex-Girlfriend in Los Angeles, it's very empowering to see these lady bosses kick ass the way they do.
Because yeah.
In season 3, spoiler, Valencia. No, Valencia just gets a haircut. You see my haircut.
Okay, yeah.
There's a spoiler. She gets a hair trim, and it was very important for Aline to show up on Saturday when we shot the first scene with Valencia's new haircut, to see my outfit that she picked, to make sure it still worked, and looked at my hair, made sure it didn't look too much like somebody else's hair and whatnot. And maybe a man wouldn't care so much. I don't know. But the fact that she's the showrunner in that way, and she wants to see pictures, and she really has, like, an idea of what it is, I think that's important and very special.
Yeah. Very
I thanked
cool.
her on text. I was like, you're a badass, dude.
And you got a free haircut.
And I got a free haircut.
So nobody can see your hair right now, but how did you get those little waves in there today? Did
a
you
flat iron curl.
Oh, I need to know how to do that.
I'll show you. It's, I mean, you don't want to burn your hair, but somebody showed me. It's like a lot of, like, give and take, and you kind of pull loosely through the mm-hmm. curl versus, you know, the curling iron. The typical curling iron is a clamp, and so you just, like, can kind of hold, and then you just let go, and it does the trick. With this, it's kind of like it's a moving gesture through the curl.
I want to learn how to do that.
Oh, we'll talk about it.
Oh
yeah.
My God,
I'll show you.
I need to
at
know.
At Sushi Stop.
Yeah, we'll go to Sushi Stop. We'll get, we'll ask if we can use a plug.
We'll name drop and we'll flat on our hair.
It'll basically be like what we're doing right now. Excellent. I love that. Oh, yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com. Oh, yeah.
Here's a question from Sarah in Long Beach. What are your top 5 self-care musts of the moment?
I mean,
I'm seeing the nails are looking real cute.
Yeah, well, I have thin nails. Thank you. I have thin nails, so during the season when we shoot, I get a gel manicure so they can stay long and last long. I get them done with a little, like, pink hue of a clear color.
Yep.
So Kimber,
that's, like, what Valencia always has on.
Well, my key makeup artist, Kimber Blake, she paints on top of it.
Oh, smart.
With regular nail polish.
Yeah.
So you have, like, a hardcore gel that lasts. I'm giving you claw hands
yep,
right now.
I dig.
And then it just stays strong and they don't break in between the set and whatnot, and it becomes, because I like long nails, but I just usually don't wear them because I'm too hands-on with, like, cleaning dishes, and I'm trying to learn the ukulele. It's like you need short nails to do stuff in life.
I don't know how people do.
Oh my god! Oh my god! Can we talk about that? Because
yes.
Like those Lime Crime, I love
the
Lime
press-ons.
Crime. Listen, I couldn't do anything.
Yeah,
when I couldn't put my earrings on, I almost had a meltdown.
Yeah, I don't know how people do it.
It's talent.
It is really a talent. It really, really
yes.
is. I love those nails. I had them on all BeautyCon weekend, and I was getting stopped left and right.
Were you?
People were like, oh, my God, because the color was so cool.
Everyone liked them except me, man.
Yeah.
I mean, not on you, but I'm talking about myself. When I put those talons on, like a freaking,
yeah.
you know, like an eagle.
A fierce eagle. Well, my thing is when I love a good press on because you can wear them for the one event, the one night, and then pop them all off. So like the Lime Pine ones, I just do like a tiny bit of glue, like a whisper.
Oh.
Pop them on. They last all day. And then at night, they start loosening up a little bit. Boom, 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 get them off. I go to bed with my, you know, shitty short nails.
But I didn't know that you just put a light coat because I put it hardcore coat and I couldn't take them off.
Yeah, you had to go get them removed, right?
Oh, yeah. I went to a nail salon. I was like, please help. I can't do anything. I can't function. So these are like a short, my nails right now are like a short little, you know, what's it called? Almond shape. So it has the shape, but at the same time, Kimber, our key makeup artist, can like paint different colors on top and change them out.
Very smart. Yeah, we're definitely going to have to talk about Valencia's makeup.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Because I screen grabbed, so this won't come out for a little bit, but I screen grabbed an episode from last episode that was on. So Joseph Kahn directed it?
Yes,
that's
he
so
did.
Cool.
Yeah, he's kind of a badass.
He directs all of Taylor Swift's videos. Mm-hmm, among literally like back in our day, like the Say My Name era, he directed Janet Jackson,
oh, yeah.
Ashley Simpson, like all these iconic videos of like our day, the NSYNC. So check out this picture of you that I screen grabbed.
Hey, girl.
So this
there
is,
she
this,
is.
This is the scene in Rachel's apartment or Rebecca Bloom's apartment when you guys are talking to her. I don't want to spoil anything, but I just happened to grab it while your eyes were closed. But I was like, Valencia's rocking a bold eye.
Yeah, a bold
eye. And a bold lip. Kind of a monochrome reddish color. And I was like, what do you think, like, let's talk about Valencia's look versus Gabrielle's look.
Well, I feel like Valencia's look has definitely influenced Gabrielle's look.
Because
professionals are doing my makeup versus myself. And I think, you know, it's the idea, not the idea, but the concept that you are the only person that does not see yourself in three dimension.
Yeah.
Right? So when you're putting makeup on your face in a mirror, it's a different concept from someone else looking at your face in real life.
You're right.
So they leave it to the pros, right?
Right.
Leave it to the pros that actually know how to fix your face. But Kimber Blake, again, I keep name dropping her, but she is the master of Valencia's look.
She does Esther's too,
right? She does Esther's and Vella Lavelle's. And what she's been using lately is NARS. The loaded eyeshadow palette, and also the Lime Crime.
The Venus. Yeah.
Both of them. There's
one
two,
and two.
Yeah, there's one and two, and those two have definitely been this season's dominant palette for Valencia.
That might be why you're wearing this photo.
As well as some of the eyeshadows she uses for lip color as a lip stain.
What? I mean, how does that work?
Well, you just kind of like pat and on the thing, and then you just pat on your lip, and then she puts a gloss on top of it.
Wow. You know, that's...
It's mind-blowing, right?
But it's also like, why haven't I thought of that? Like, duh. There's, on occasion, a few of my like little ColourPop palettes, I'll get a tiny little brush, because the ColourPops are this big. I have like a dime size, the eyeshadows. I'll dip my brush and I'll do a little highlight with like the gold shimmer or the silver shimmer or whatever.
Right,
haven't I thought of that on the lip? Duh.
Well, now you know. That's what this is for, boo.
Yeah, you gotta learn. You gotta learn. Every episode of Ashby, we learn something.
So much.
That is so cool.
Yeah. So I would say NARS for sure and Lime Crime definitely dominate Valencia's makeup look. And then that has influenced me to use a few here and there. But the Lime Crime lipsticks, though, are like permanent markers.
Yeah.
So I feel like I have to get an extra like lip brush to, you know, kind of tone it down.
Yeah.
To have like some versatility in my color.
Yes. Yeah. This one, this picture here, your lip isn't super matte. It does look a little gloss.
It's a little gloss.
A little gloss.
It's like a stain.
And so sometimes the very first episode you're in, you do your I'm So Good at Yoga song, and there's little like jokes about your tattoos, but they're not real.
No.
So every time now Valencia wears anything revealing, you have to get those tattoos stuck on you.
The midriffs have definitely not made a comeback since season one. Because actually, Valencia in real life has a panther on the right side of her body, and that definitely hasn't returned.
Yeah.
At all.
I remember the episode, the Kenny Ortega episode that y'all are on that bus forever. And I remember like seeing your tattoos again, like because you're in a bikini or whatever.
Oh my God.
And all I kept thinking was, oh, I bet that was funny putting all those back on every day. I also didn't know. I was like, well, maybe that's real. It's like with Vella's robot tattoo.
Yep.
I when I saw her the other night, she had it still on because she was working that day, but I didn't know that. And I was like, I always assumed that was fake.
No.
And then I went up to her and she's like, oh no, this is fake.
All my tattoos on the show are fake. I actually don't have any in real life, but specifically that episode, the party bus episode, me in the bathing suit, That was, and I had extensions like above my ear, my ears, like yeah. starting from the top of my temples.
You had
all
mucho
the way down.
Pelo, mucho.
Muchísimo pelísimo. And that was like a 2.5 hour makeup call. Oof. And we would start on set at 6 a.m. So I had to get there at 4 or 3:30. And it was bananas.
Yeah.
It was bananas. But at the same time, whatever. I mean, it was fun.
Yeah.
Somebody else was doing it. I just got to sit there and have coffee and wait to be ready.
And you were glammed out, baby.
Yeah, it was fun. And then also that bus was an on-set bus that was able to be detached again on the walls and stuff. But it would get really hot in there. And I was the only one that was comfortable.
Yeah, because you were wearing nothing.
I was practically naked.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting.
If it was Showtime, if we were still on Showtime... then it would have been, I would have been naked, but I'm wearing a bathing suit because it's a CW.
That's interesting to think about.
I mean, I don't know.
Would you have gotten those titties out?
Mm-mm, that's where I draw the line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm the same.
Yeah, the nips. But speaking of your nips,
yeah,
I told my mother your tip on the nude, the perfect nude shade for your lips. And I told her that and she was like, I have to call you back. I'll be right back. It like changed her life.
Did she do it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean... we didn't talk about it. She would have been, she'd be mortified if I told you the story. I mean, I'm from Texas too.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
Very mortified.
Yes.
If I'm sharing the story. But sorry, Mom, I love you. You have a new, you have your perfect lip shade though.
I mean, you know, listen, it's every woman's MO to find. Yeah, I remember I told you that and you were like, oh, and you flopped out your titty and we started swatching.
Yeah, we started swatching, figuring out that true nude lip shade.
Because Broadway people are very free with their bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Because your body is your vessel.
Mm-hmm. Very hands-on.
And backstage, you got to just strip and run back on stage.
Absolutely.
So all the Broadway people I've ever known slash worked for when I walked dogs, things like that, they would enter the door completely nude.
Yeah.
And just be like, oh, the doggy bags are in the foyer, and like walk away. And I'm like, hi, there's your asshole. You know what I mean? Like Broadway people, I love it. I appreciate it. My friend Brooke, do you know Brooke Tansley?
I do know Brooke Tansley.
Yes. Shut up.
She just had a baby.
She did, because I was talking to Adam, my husband, and you know she was on a team with him at UCB.
Oh.
And he was like, I wonder if she knows Brooke.
Because I do know Brooke. We worked in Sonoma together.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
Because Brooke is all about naked. Like,
oh,
she
yeah.
used to get naked for everything.
The most quintessential full out flower child of happiness. And she's so amazing.
You know that Broadway show where everybody gets naked? It's like a charity event.
Hair? Oh, Broadway Bears.
Yes, Broadway Bears.
I never did Broadway Bears.
Yeah. Oh, see?
But I went to watch and support and give money to them.
Yeah.
Threw dollar bills at them.
See, because that's how I am. People who listen to Ashby know I'm very modest.
Yeah.
And I would not be a member of that show.
Well, they also kind of like the routine to get to that snatch look is definitely the season for Broadway where everyone is just tanning and dieting. And
yeah.
I just supported them. That's all I did. And had a burger. So
sounds good. I'm all about that life.
So
let's talk about this makeup drawer you showed.
Can we talk about the makeup drawer that I sent you a video of?
Yeah. So tell me. Okay. So she sent me this video. Beautiful drawers
that were made by scratch from my husband.
Okay. I was about to ask, where did these come from? I'm showing the video. Beautiful jewelry organization. I'm like, I told you.
Levels.
I wrote back, I'm horny.
Yeah. It's type A orgasm right there.
Yeah. Are you type A?
Very.
Oh, interesting. Would you say Valencia's type A? Well, I know with her wedding planning, she definitely
is. Yeah, she's very type A.
Yeah.
We definitely have that in common.
Yeah.
I like to think I channel my sister a little bit when it comes to like the harsh tones and whatnot. I mean, that's how I see it. So it's like a little bit of my sister, a little bit of me. Is Valencia, a hybrid of both of us. But definitely when it comes to type A, I guess being an entrepreneur, you just kind of have to be regimented on your schedule or nothing will get done.
Yeah.
So I became a type A.
You told me about that. Remember when I came over and you were like telling me like it takes 21 days to make a habit.
21 days to make a habit. 21 reps.
Yes.
Of anything, a good habit or a bad one.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. But listen, these drawers
were
made by scratch. My husband, okay, I just moved from New York. Let's start with that. And now there's all this space in Los Angeles. It's the first time I've ever had a walk-in closet.
Oof.
So.
Goals, baby.
Goals. And so Philip was like, where would you like to put your, you know, how can I help you, like, be more organized? Like, a great, perfect newlywed husband who just wants to, like, I think my my love language is acts of service.
Uh-huh.
I think that's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And it definitely turns me on.
Yep.
If he talks, I mean, him talking about measurements of a drawer is talking dirty to me.
Yeah.
I told him that.
I'm into that.
So he made these custom-made drawers, and the one thing I talked to him about is like, I wanted a drawer within a drawer.
Yep.
That is one for jewelry and one for makeup, and he made it for me. And when you push the drawer close, it does that slow silent, pressure close.
The silent close.
Oh, it's so sexy.
I mean, listen, now I know all about y'all's foreplay. That's fine.
Yeah, pretty much. That's all he needs to do is just like open and close drawers for me. And yeah. I'm like, do me.
I mean, so these acrylic holders of everything, mm-hmm. Do you know where those are from?
Well, I got them at the Container Store, favorite store in all of the land. It's like my candy store. And what you do is you measure the total distance, you know, width and height and depth. I mean, length, width, and depth.
Yep.
And then I went over there and had those measurements and then figured out, oh, and I took a picture of my unorganized drawer of everything in there, the way it looks, as much as organized as I can make it without the little divider things.
Yeah.
And I took a picture of that so I could reference that when I was looking at the little divider things. And it's just, you know, it's like when you're in third grade trying to put a puzzle together, you know, that test you had to do to see how smart you were or whatever. Yep. Well, this was the test that I aced. Because it's a puzzle. You got to figure out like big spots, little spots, ones that, you know, you can custom and like slide some of the little slots out and whatnot. And so it was a wonderful evening with a glass of red wine. And I would feel like 2 hours to organize that.
I mean, it's so legit impressive.
Thank you.
Just this photo you took, I can see what everything is.
Mm-hmm. Can see it all.
I can see what color everything is.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you said, there'd be like 50,000 different combinations of how you could get everything in here, and you've managed to do it in a way that is very efficient.
Right, with some sacrifices. I mean, there are, you know, like I have some like foot insert things that I wish I could fit in there, or like a few more cosmetic version of things that are like more of like a tangent of cosmetic that I wish would fit in there, but then you have to pick and choose. And remember also what you use daily.
Yep.
And what you don't use all the time, that depends on like whether it's closest to the front of the drawer or the back of the drawer.
So once you open up the makeup drawer, is there a mirror up here that you can stand in and do the makeup? Or what?
Not yet.
Yeah.
We're not there yet, for sure. I personally would like to have a separate vanity table where my daily routine is always there.
Yeah.
So this is more of my weekly catch-all drawer.
Got it. So this makeup that I'm looking at here, this isn't every day, Gabrielle.
No, it's not every day. The nail polishes, of course, aren't every day. It's just they're all there for me to be able to see. Mm-hmm. And then all the lip colors. I mean, there's even like a fluorescent purple one in there.
Yep.
I don't use that daily, but, you know, when I'm feeling funky on a night out,
I made you put that blue one on.
So I can't get into it, though. Not yet. It's not the right night. I don't have the right night yet.
I feel like with a liner, I think like a certain, like a purpley hued liner, it might.
Like an eyeliner?
A lip liner. I mean, but hey, let's do a little eyeliner. Who cares, right? We're putting eyeshadow on our lips. Why couldn't we put eyeliner on our lips, baby?
I feel like that lip, though, like if somebody else tells me to put it on, like this will look great, then I'll believe it.
Right.
But if I try to put it on myself, I will take it off immediately.
Yeah, I remember, I think we both put it on and it definitely did look better on you.
Did it?
I don't know. The blues on me, I just feel like something about my undertone, I immediately look like a morgue corpse. Immediately. Like, oh, there's, you know, let's open up this bag and identify this body with the blues. They're just not resonating with my tones.
Yeah, there is a navy blue. I think it's actually, keep talking about Lime Crime, but they sent me so much great stuff. And there's like a denim color. It's almost like a more of a navy, which brings me back to the 90s, hardcore. And that one worked out a few nights ago, because now it's fall, and my hair is different, so I was like, I'm going to put on this denim, and it worked out.
Heck yes. Mm-hmm. I love this. So, okay, I'm just going to try and go through a
go
few
through
of
it. Go
things.
Through it.
So, you've got the Diamond Crushers.
Yeah. Yeah, those are party lips, though.
See, I'm about them.
Really? Do you wear them, like,
at least once a week? At least once.
Once a week?
Oh, I bust them. I just tweeted, I think tonight's a glitter lip night. And that was about my Lime Crime Diamond Crusher.
I just wore one for a red carpet.
Ooh!
It was like a Halloween, the cat ears one that you saw. And I put one of the Diamond Crushers
on. The LA one, I bet. That's the orange one.
Yeah.
I know all of them. I love Lime Crime. So these are legit.
Mm-hmm.
And they also don't fucking come off.
No.
You'd think glitter, this is going to come off if I do anything. Mm-mm. But it is sealed in there hardcore.
Yeah. It's really great stuff.
And the top is like glittery pink, like metal. They're so fun.
Oh, the packaging is perfect.
So.
It's so much fun. I mean, I even got some of their makeup tools, like their brushes, and they have like
the
clear glitter
tricks.
Stop it. I'm like, Lisa Frank, take me away, and unicorns and happiness.
Oh, yeah,
and
see
sparkles.
I see them right here. Wait a minute. Is this, it's got like,
Yes.
What are those called?
It's like when you were 12 and you had like a wand, like a magic wand, and the sparkles, you know, drip through.
They trickle down and then you flip it over and they all trickle down.
Yeah.
That's like the makeup brush.
That's the makeup brush.
I need that.
It's pure happiness. Philip, my husband was like, if they didn't send this to you, would you have bought this? I was like, yes, if I'd have known.
Oh, I need that.
So much fun.
I'm looking to invest in a gorgeous showpiece brush collection.
Mm.
Just obviously to use, but also to look really nice on my display.
Right. It's uniformed.
Yes.
All one. Yeah.
I mean, that might be it.
Strongly consider it.
That might be it for me.
And they're also just so pretty to look at.
That's what I'm saying.
It'd be a perfect showpiece. Right.
It'd be a perfect showpiece. Yeah, okay. You got the Duo Glue.
Duo Glue.
I see you have two of them, I thought. I was looking really closely.
It depends on the lash that I buy, mm-hmm. I guess, and if it comes with it or not.
Yep, that makes sense.
Not very picky about my Duo Glue.
What is this little round pod here?
Oh,
that's my nude wear?
That's my nude wear, like sticky bra.
Oh!
Yeah, it comes in a little egg like you see. It's like a little pod.
I need
that. And they're really great. And then it has a little clip-on in the middle.
Yep,
and
so it pulls,
gives you them up. Yeah.
Okay.
And you don't feel like they're about to fall off the whole time.
And how many times can you wear it before the sticky runs out?
I have never felt like I ever need to replace it. I've had that for at least a year and a half.
I want that.
Girl, I'll hook you up. They're the nicest people.
Really?
Yeah. I met them at a gifting suite, and their product was the best thing I saw that day.
I had a similar one that I bought on Hollywood Boulevard
mm-hmm.
a long time ago,
mm-hmm.
and it was fine. Oh, I remember. I let this girl borrow it, and then we never saw each other again, and I never got it back, obviously.
What a jerk.
I don't know, this probably was the same in New York, but, like, you, like, meet a girl, and then, like, you go real hard, and then you burn out, like, your friends, and you're like, we see each other every second, and then, like, you never see her again.
Yeah.
I don't know, I think it's more of an LA thing. I used to do background work.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like I did on Crazy. That's why when Dan Greger emailed us and was like, hey, we need some girls for, like, this bit where, you know, Gabrielle's singing a song, and then she, like, calls out and makes fun of a bunch of women. I was like, duh. First of all, I'm very well qualified because of my years of background artistry.
But as well as they wanted specifically improv pros that could react, you know, authentically and still get, you know, actually portray the jokes.
You know what's so crazy? So the other girl with us, the one that's like my best friend, that I went down on her boyfriend in the sushi mm-hmm. stop, you know, she's in the Little Dicky video that just came out and
she's really
like blowing up now.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
She's so funny.
She was so... I see her all the time because Redheads audition. Redhead auditions,
and
we see each other all the time.
And
she's
also
so nice.
Darcy Carden. I mean, huge fan of her.
That's what's so funny. There's like five of the people that came are now stars of their own shows now. Like, it's like how different... A year makes such a difference.
Elaine
Carroll, who's like a huge, you know... it was a fun day. Okay.
But I have to say, that nude wear situation, they have like a nude and it has like a lace front on it,
cute.
Which makes you feel feminine.
Yes.
And they have a black with a lace, and then they have like the little nip covers that are the best stickies that I've ever had.
I use nip covers a lot.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Because, you know, we're both B cup.
See?
Okay. Didn't mean to take a scoop away.
I don't know. Hooray Kameh is a very good friend of mine. She's a New York lingerie expert lady. And she came and did an intervention in my bra drawer. And she went shopping with me. And she was like, you're a 32C, 30D. And I was like,
oh, my God.
What
a lifetime of not knowing.
It was huge. I was like, I'm a B. She's like, no, girl, you're not. She's like, everyone that tells you that, they're wrong. And so we went shopping. We went bra shopping. And I spent $300. And it was the best $300 I've ever spent in my life.
Once you get one that actually fits, it's like a new experience.
And I never realized how much of a bra hoarder I was from shows. I was a show hoarder. Like the bras with the mic packs. I would just keep them thinking I would ever use them again. Never did.
I have bras. I have the bra that I like got felt up for the first time in.
Mm-hmm. Well, like it's when emotional I was, attachment.
Like, when
I
was like 17. No, I need to get rid of it. I don't buy bras. We talk about this on Nash Pew. Like, I don't buy bras.
Do you ever buy, like, bralettes? Like, the laciness? Aren't they so much fun?
I love a good bralette with, like, a t-shirt with the sleeves cut off and,
sunset.
Low.
Mm-hmm. All day long.
Oh, my baby. I'm all about that. But, yeah, I have been wearing nip covers for, like, if I wear, like, a little slip dress and I don't want to wear a strapless with it, I'll just pop on them nip covers. But I don't like the ones I have. I need to get these nude wear ones. Okay.
We're making it happen. Oh, yeah.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Oh, yeah. What are these? Oh, these are those L'Oreal lip palettes.
Those lip palettes are so amazing.
I mean, so many colors.
There's like a red line, there's a pink and purple line, and then there's a nude line. And I got the nude, I got the red one first, and then I tried the pink because that purple situation that they have in there is so much fun.
I can see that. I can tell by this photo you've used a lot of the colors.
A lot of the purples.
Yeah.
And I have to say, I mean, my purse in New York City was, going to auditions all day long.
Yeah.
Is a different lip color, different choice. And I had to have at least 12 to 15 lipsticks in my purse. This completely changed it.
Yeah.
And type A, completely consolidated into one palette. And I just brush off the brush and use a different color. It is fantastic.
You could probably make any lip color ever.
Ever.
Being a little chemist in the corner mixing. Yeah.
Yeah. And each palette has a highlight color too. So if you're fancy and like to do highlights.
You can frost it up.
Yeah, you can frost it up. It's every type A lip lady's dream.
There you go. And you have all three.
I have all three.
You have
three.
The nude, the red, and the purple.
I went, and I gave them all as Christmas gifts to my family last year. That's how much I love them.
I was going to say, that's how you know. I give everybody Scrub Daddies. I love Scrub Daddies. I gave Rachel a Scrub Daddy. When I went to her house, I was like, hi, you need a Scrub Daddy? I know you're a millionaire, and
That's how I'm about this certain shower cap. There's a shower cap that I use.
Yeah.
I forget the name of it, but it insulates. I mean, it holds on to your blowout. It doesn't get foggy. I mean, it doesn't get, clammy on the inside or whatever. And then you can reverse it, and you can, condition in it and put a hair
spray
on it.
You need to tell me what it is, and I'll put it on Ashby.com.
Okay.
Because people need to know these things.
Yes, they need
to
know.
Are you going to make a note of it? You're so type A.
So
I like it. I'm happy about it.
But it's somewhere because I go to the H Salon in Beverly Hills to get my hair done, mm-hmm. and they only have that salon. The owner of that salon actually makes this shower cap. And every time I visit, I buy maybe 4 to 5, and I hoard them to give them as gifts. So let me know when it's Chooch's birthday.
Yeah.
Chooch's birthday. Yeah. Let me know so you'll get one.
Oh, excellent. Well,
everyone gets one.
Chuchi and I's birthdays are only a day apart.
No.
So I'll share. I'll share with her. You know, she gets her hair colored, you know. So she has to, I think when she gets hers, they just wrap them in little saran wrap or something.
She's so pretty.
Actually, I don't think they do. I've seen her tail wrapped in foil before. But just like when we get our highlights, you know, they use the little foils.
Mm-hmm.
That's how she does her color. Mm. Shout out Jess Rona. Jess Rona gets a shout out almost every episode. That's Chooch's groomer. Because it comes up so often.
Well, I mean, she's fabulous in Snatch.
Yes.
So of course, it has to be dropped all the time.
Yes. I want to know about these little Sephora razors in here.
Oh,
so you what do you do with these?
That's apparently the new thing instead of waxing your upper lip.
Yeah.
And getting, you know, doing some trimming of the facial hair, you do now shaving. It's better for your skin and it can't. Those razors are specially updated so you can do it on a dry face versus feeling like you got to moisturize or take care of your skin. And I love them. I mean, I'm Mexicana, so yo tengo the mustache, mm-hmm. you know? So instead of doing the lip wax thing where I'm red for 6 hours, sometimes it feels like it's nice to just do a little update all the time.
Yeah, I need to get on this train.
It's a new train. Everyone's saying, I mean, I could never do threading. It just was so painful.
It hurts. So, I had tears streaming down
my
face
too.
When she did my stash.
Oh, Jackie, we're the same.
Yeah, we're just totally very sensitive and delicate.
We're very sensitive and delicate, and we're like, hell no.
Yeah. We're both good, really good singers.
Really good singers and harmonizers, and we also like Destiny's Child.
And we have really, really good careers.
Mm-hmm. Really,
We love our pets. We got married a month apart. I mean,
I wore a blush dress.
We're both from Texas.
I mean, San Antonio blend from HEB is the best coffee ever, baby.
Okay, shout out to all the HEB honeys out there, okay?
You know exactly what we're talking
about.
When
I was in Texas, you texted me and said, get me a bag of that. And I was like,
San Antonio blends.
But they don't have them in Dallas. They don't have them. I don't know where they stop, but they don't have them in Dallas because I went to school in Austin.
Uh-huh.
And the HEB there, I don't know which one I went to because I was drunk all the entire time I was in Austin. But the one I would go to, their skincare aisle was so good.
Mm.
They had this coffee extract antioxidant serum.
I bet you the lighting was good in there too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's like Gucci B. That's what I call it.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. Anyway, shout out HEB. Honeys, I want y'all to tweet at me if you go to HEB. And maybe you can find me my coffee cream extract.
Yeah, and that's San Antonio blend.
And the San Gabriel bottle, a bag of the San Antonio blend coffee as well.
All the bags.
Yeah, just a whole bag.
It's the only coffee apparently that works.
That's so funny.
I think that Sharacab's name is Hairosophy.
Ooh, what a fun name.
I'm working on that one.
Hairosophy.
Hairosophy. It's the best.
All right, I'm looking. Oh, okay. I see this problem solved body clothing tape.
Ooh,
so tell me
body
about
clothing
that.
Tape. Listen, the girls that do the nippies and like you have like a low cut, low back.
Yep.
It's that double-sided tape.
Yep.
And it sticks. And it's also like a tape dispenser. So the type A person in me loves that. You can like cut your own length. It's
oh,
amazing.
Yeah.
It's so easy also to make that even my husband can still do it. And he does it for me all the time. He tapes me up.
Because when you go out for a red carpet or something and you wear like a low cut dress, like
or like, you know, super open on the sides.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not a big side boob girl.
Yeah.
So
you like
nice
to keep them in. Yeah. Those D cups, baby.
Keep those 30 Ds.
I keep those 30 Ds in my dress.
In. Keep it in. Keep it in.
Keep it in.
Keep it in.
I was trying to think of a good cover for that, but I couldn't think of one.
We tried.
Yeah, I mean, I like the improv. I'm into the improv. What else do we have in this drawer, baby?
I mean, I don't know if it's in that picture, but I definitely did like a color wall or like a rainbow. What's it called? Like whenever you do like, it's like a color wall.
Yeah.
All my nail polishes. It makes me so happy, Jackie. To like match them and like do a color wall.
I don't
is
have
that
a
the
photo
right word?
Of that.
Color wall?
Yeah, you mean like you put them in like a rainbow order.
Rainbow order.
I don't, that's probably
that's not
the right
either,
word
but exactly what I'm talking about.
Do you guys know? No?
It's like a rainbow chart.
The
a color
gallery?
Chart. Color chart.
Is it a color chart? I don't know. We both have
irregardless.
Texas, we both have Texas public educations. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Top 10%.
Me too. Yeah. Me too, baby. Yeah. God bless the top 10% rule, baby.
Yeah, girl. Get into that. Public school.
I did. University of Texas, baby. Hook 'em horns.
I'm an Aggie. It's okay. We won't talk about that.
Yeah, we won't talk about it. Really? That's okay. I don't care.
Neither
I
do
was
I.
in the film school.
Saw.
I don't care. I don't care about the football team. I don't care. I mean, it was fun when they won, but like,
I just
really
only care enough because it's just fun to sometimes be obnoxious.
Yes. So did you bring or did you write down or anything some skin stuff, some skincare?
Yes.
Or some shower stuff or some hair
Mind-blowing exfoliant.
Yes, please.
Can we talk about an exfoliant that has changed my life
for
my entire body that I didn't realize I was a freaking snake all my life because it comes off that much.
Yes.
Like even like on your back, Jackie.
I need
like
to know.
Your arms and your like the, you know, the in. The indentions of your nose, like all that stuff. It's,
Oh, she took notes.
Don't
type A, baby. I love
don't
it.
Don't call me out. You're revealing all my secrets that I'm a nerd.
I love it. I get people in here that don't know anything.
But
don't.
Here's the deal. It's such good stuff that I just want to make sure it's said correctly and honored because these people work so hard
to
make their product amazing.
Yeah.
Right? And then I will botch the name and nobody can go find it.
I agree.
Right?
I appreciate your
It's the
thoroughness.
Same difference as like I used to go by Gabby.
Really?
Yeah, that was my nickname. Total tangent, but it's worth it.
Yeah.
I used to go by Gabby because it was a nickname for my dance studio when I was in Texas. I took that through college into New York and then casting directors thought, who's Gabby? Who's Gabby? Who's Gabrielle? Who's Gabriella?
Yeah.
So I was like, I gotta just be accurate.
Yeah.
Right? I digress.
Do people call you Gabrielle though?
I asked for it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Typically people are like, can I just call you Gabby? And I'm like, Gabrielle would be great.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Sonia Roselli's sex appeal, peel as in peeling your skin.
A-P-E-E-L. Okay.
Her exfoliant spray.
What?
Is like you spray. I kind of spray it on my hands.
Wait, not in the shower?
In the shower.
In the shower, okay. In I don't know why you think spray doesn't work in the shower. You know what I mean?
Everything I mean, I guess it could not work in the shower.
Yeah.
It's not, but I just do it in the shower
because
it's easier to wash off.
Yeah.
There's so much dead skin, I take off my ring because it just gets all in my ring. It's
okay.
Gross.
I am so excited about
yes,
this.
Yes, you have to take off your ring.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't even
take off your jewelry.
Yep, yep.
Because it's going to get real deep, real fast. You spray, spray, spray. You rub, rub, rub. And it's like pounds and pounds of skin off your body.
Oh, my God.
And it's very glowy. I feel great. And I do it before, like, I start, like, a red carpet week if it gets kind of busy or if I go back on set and I haven't been there for a while. And it's amazing. And it smells so good.
Where do you get it?
I got it on Amazon.
Okay, you're speaking my language.
Now,
baby.
Kimber Blake, again, life-changing, has spoiled me rotten when it comes to great products I never knew about. She's the one that told me to try that for before red carpet week, like last year, and it was so great. I had to give it back to her with so much sorrow.
Yeah.
Because she let me borrow it. I went and bought it myself on Amazon.
I'm getting that.
It's so good.
I love a good scrub. I talk about it all the time.
And you don't even need like an extra tool, like a loofah or anything.
Right.
It's just like you just rub, rub, rub on your, you know, when after you spray it on your hands or on your skin, whatever body part, it's great for the entire body, like even like your heels.
Wow.
You're a freaking snake. We're all snakes. We didn't even know it. Until sex appeal.
I'm so excited about the sex appeal.
Mm-hmm.
I might buy it on the way home.
Mm-hmm.
I might
pull over.
I might pull over and purchase. I am very, very excited about
that. It's my favorite part of like every other week when I do it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can I feel your skin?
Come on, come feel it, girl.
Oh, baby. I'm not. Oh, you're very feminine.
Oh, thank you.
I don't know why. I feel like the only body I feel is mine and Adam's. And we both feel the same. I feel like a man, an improviser. I feel like a man.
I need to. Are by far not even close to being a man.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, I have the hands of, you know, like, I do dishes and I clean.
Yeah, me too.
And when I, like, feel another friend of mine's hands, I'm like, my hands are so rough.
Sex appeal, baby. I love washing my dishes, too.
Ooh, baby.
I'm that kind of type A wife. I actually enjoy cleaning my dishes.
You should come over. That's all I got to say.
And laundry.
We didn't get in a fight this morning about the dishes. That's fine.
Ooh.
It's normal. Listen, when two people move in together.
You learn. It's a lot of learning.
You learn. You adapt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you share your space.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
That's very exciting. Is that your only thing you had on your paper?
On my paper.
On
I have more
paper.
Things in my mind. Let me see. Let me check.
I'm just really curious about this paper.
I have my notes for Natch Butte song.
Yep, which I
but
hope
then
everybody
I also,
liked.
But I have some things on my phone, maybe.
Okay.
Because coming from a theater world, I've always, you know, we take care of ourselves. We're more independent with our beauty when it comes to getting ready for the show and leaving the show and whatnot, like I said. But in television, you're taken care of more, which is so new for me, for people to, like, put makeup on my face. And then I didn't know. It took me 2 seasons to learn that I was able to take my makeup off in the hair and makeup trailer after we wrapped. I had no idea.
Yeah.
But that's a thing.
Yeah.
And Kimber, again, showed me how to do it. And they even have, like, hot towels. Like, this is like a freaking spa. I had no idea I was missing out on the spa opportunity after every
spa
episode.
Opportunity?
Yes.
When I worked on a movie, there was a specific actor who's very famous. I'll tell you when we're done because I don't want to get in trouble.
Name drop.
And he requested, and I'm not lying, like when he gets back from the set, you have to give him the little towel with a little lemon on it. Like it was the whole thing.
Oh, dear.
It was like in, like she was like, oh, he's getting off set. And they like had it ready.
At the right temperature. Right.
And I was done doing my makeup, but I always chum up with them. And they were like, you can stay and see him, but don't say anything.
Don't
and I
talk
did
about it.
It. I did it, but I wanted
but
to
you
so
remember.
Bad. Yeah, of course. I love staring at celebs, you know? I love a good stare.
Yeah.
So I don't say anything. I just, like, take them all in and then move about my day.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a good moment for me.
Yeah. I'm very bad at recognizing celebrities.
Oh, I'm the opposite. I recognize, like, oh, that woman won season 9 of Top Model. I know everybody.
Work.
Yeah. I mean, no life, you know?
All right. It's a talent.
Yeah. I just retain faces, I guess, something like that.
Mm.
So how do you take your makeup off?
Okay. Well, let me see. Kimber sent it to me. So she says the cleanup routine is IT makeup, bye bye makeup, makeup melting cleansing balm.
Okay, IT Cosmetics.
See? I don't even know. IT.
Yeah.
IT Cosmetics.
Yeah.
See?
It's a great
company. That's why somebody else does it. That's why somebody else tells me what to do.
Cruelty free.
Yep. You rinse with plenty of H2O.
Okay.
And then Bioderma makeup remover. There's too many things that I don't know what that means.
Yep. That's cruelty free as well.
And then finish with, oh God, here we go. Aesop's Camilla Nut Facial Hydrating Balm.
Oh, I don't know that one, but damn, it's a mouthful.
Now, I'm a huge hydrator, pro hydration, which I think everyone should be. But I'm also very sensitive to perfumes and makeups and cleansers and everything like that. So that one has like a...
A light fragrance
that is very soothing and enough, but like I don't wake up in the middle of the night scratching my face from the perfumes.
Yeah, I don't like when things have added fragrance just to have them, but when they have an essential oil or something, that's what I like. Why don't you tell everybody about that water bottle, because you told me about it off mic, and then we'll do some plugs and then we'll wrap up.
Yes,
I'm gorgeous
full
bottle.
On products today.
I mean, that's what this pot is,
but listen,
baby.
Listen, this is like good stuff.
I'm
loving my LA life.
I'm telling you, that bottle
pretty
is
things.
Sexy. Like when
Thank you.
When I opened the door and you walked in, the first thing I said to you, it wasn't, "Hi, Gabrielle, how are you?" It was, "What is that sexy bottle in
your hand?" It's a new bottle line. It's Aladdin. And the snout
Aladdin,
is
like Aladdin?
Like a whole new world, okay. Aladdin.
That would be a fun duet for us. I could do Aladdin and you could do Jasmine.
Yes.
It's too high for me.
You ready? You ready now? Okay, we'll talk about it. Let me talk about it first.
Okay.
So the snout is skinny and it's, what is this, tin, right?
Yeah, metal of some kind.
Shiny metal. A super skinny snout, but then the middle of the neck opens up too, so you can throw ice and things in it.
Or you could use it as a beautiful
cup. And wash it. As well as wash it
Oh my God, yes!
Why hasn't anybody done this before? Why haven't we've done this yet?
I know, we could go on Shark Tank and make a bajillion dollars.
Too late, because Aladdin already did it. And their print's super pretty. This looks like the sunset.
Aladdin, I mean, how is that not copyrighted? You know what I mean? Like, how do they get away with naming that?
I want to know
why they named Aladdin, how they named Aladdin.
It's a brand of PMI. So it's Aladdin-PMI.com, and it was made in China.
Well, you know, everything is.
Everything is.
Limecracker is made here in L.A.
All right. Yeah. Locale,
baby. Where did you get that bottle?
Gifting suite.
I'm telling you, I gotta get on that gifting suite life. You're not the first person in this room to say that. You are not.
But they basically give you this stuff. It feels like I'm walking away committing highway robbery.
Yeah.
Because they're like, this is amazing. Here, take four. And you're like, what? How much? They're like, no, it's just yours. You can pick whatever color you want. Take four. And it's a little uncomfortable, but then let me tell you, you get comfortable. Real
cool. Oh, I would. I would be like, how many can I take?
Give me a cocktail. How much is it? And you get to pick your colors and whatnot. And
I would bring like a Santa Claus satchel, like across my shoulder, and just fill up.
Yeah.
It's because I love getting mail. It's sort of like getting mail in person.
Yes, it definitely is. And then you get to talk about it and just try it out. And here we are.
Okay. Listen, Gabrielle. Tell everybody where they can find you online. Talk about some of your, hold on. I have to ask you something. So
ask
I looked
me.
You up. It said that you played like a singing garbage woman on Sesame Street.
Let's count them. Count with us. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It was a reggaeton and it was counting laundry and you learned how to count to 10.
Why don't you lead
it's
with
simple,
that?
It's simple, really.
Why don't you lead with that? I mean, out of all
Let's
the things you've
them.
Done, that's the most iconic role you've ever done. I mean, you were a fucking singing garbage woman on Sesame Street.
Yes, I was a garbage woman. It's on my website. It's all there.
Okay, I'm going to look that up. I can't believe I didn't think to look there and look
yes,
at the look at
girl,
that.
Yes.
How fun was that?
It was super fun.
Who was in your scene with you? What characters?
There were no puppets, actually.
Okay.
It was just three garbage ladies and one reggaeton rapper and a little boy and his mom, and they learned how to count to 10. Seriously, it was like, count with us. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Wow. Okay.
And then we like, and there was something about, there was some rap where it was like, where the wind blows. And I was like, where the wind blows.
All right,
and then we celebrated that we could count to 10. It was like, woo! Ten!
It's a very important milestone in somebody's life.
Yes, it was.
Very cool.
All day long, counting to 10. I'm all about it.
I'm all about it, too. Okay, I had to get that in there.
Thank
so
you.
Now, tell everybody where they can find you on social, some of your touring stuff. I know you speak at schools, you do master classes.
Yes.
So tell people where they can find info for that. Your Instagram, your Twitter, tell them about Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. This will probably be about mid-November. No, this will probably be about end of the... This will probably be late November, December-ish. So with that in mind, talk about where we can
sure.
find
so,
everything.
Season 3 is already on the CW, airing on Friday nights at 8 o'clock. And you can also catch it on the CW Seed for free online. So there's no excuse, honey, for you to see the show. But everything else is on social media. I mean, I love Instagram. It's my full name, Gabrielle Ruiz. Twitter is also Gabrielle Ruiz. We also like to live tweet during the show, which is super fun. And my website, GabrielleRuiz.net. It's all there, including Counting Laundry with Sesame Street. And like old school, like me singing In the Heights is on there.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah.
I'm gonna
super fun. I just updated all of it too.
I'm gonna order my scrub. I'm gonna get my
get your shower cap.
My shower
your
cap.
Your G cap.
And I'm what is it called?
G cap. Hairosophy.
What a cool name.
Yeah.
Everything you had cool sex appeal.
Sex appeal. Listen, I didn't make it up. I'm just the sharer. I'm the messenger.
You got your Aladdin bottle. We sang a whole new world for the Aladdin bottle. That's hopefully how we're going to get around the parody laws. Mm-hmm. That was a parody song about the water bottle with
precisely.
No lyrics different.
No. Yeah. Makes complete sense.
Excellent. Come at me, Disney. Come at me, baby.
I hope you do, because that's how many people listened to this podcast episode that they had to come at you.
Oh, people
and Beyonce.
Listen. Oh, people listen. Baby.
Well, Disney and Beyonce are going to listen to this.
Right. Oh, right. Of course. She's going to retweet this.
Yeah, she will.
I mean, we're Texas women,
Texas
all three
strong.
Of us.
Mm-hmm.
The three of us are Texas women.
Go Astros.
So come at us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, thank you, Gabrielle. This was so fun.
Thanks
we
for
learned
inviting
a lot.
Me.
Oh my gosh, thank you. You're going to have to come back.
Of course.
And
sing every time.
I'll write us a ton of songs.
Mm-hmm.
I'll write us a whole ep. If you guys want to hear that, come
just
at
singing
me.
Singing the whole time? Totally.
Tweet Gabrielle. Tweet me if you enjoyed the song, if you want to hear more, if you have ideas. I'm listening. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I am just a mere vessel for your entertainment.
And I'm just kissing the cheek.
I know. Isn't she so sweet?
She's a sweetheart.
She loves you.
We're very good friends now.
You sang A Whole New World holding the choo-choo.
Yes, I did. She helped me remember all the lyrics.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
She's a good girl. All right. That concludes this episode of Nash Beauty. I'll see everybody next week, okay? Don't forget, cream your neck and keep your fringe.
Bye, honey.
Yes, honey.